Welcome to People Raw, the IB Leavers special. On the 9th of June.
It's raw special.
We now finish school and we win.
I agree.
Do we win?
We win!
We do win.
Yes, we do win, indeed. With your hosts, Ronnie,
Mangum,
and Turbo Burble.
And also this Frank!
And Newman!
That was a slap, by the way.
We've got your usual, your news roundup, your weather update, your Newman's fiction new edition this week, pedophiles as usual, and Franklin's facts.
With the actual Franklin!
Franklin!
We look forward to
those facts.
And now it's time for Channel 9 News.
Channel 9 News.
First of all, I'd like to say we've finished all school. We've all finished school.
Woohoo!
For our gap years and, well, who knows what's
some
in store for all of us.
Crazy, crazy times.
I'd also like to give our deep sorry for those who are still at school like Chum.
Chum!
Here's in the middle, 1, 2, 3 for Christopher Holmes.
Holmes. Have fun at school.
Again, we don't feel that sorry for you, seeing as you closed down our cellar.
Not at all,
Jim.
Will firstly kicked a hole in our room and
then feel red-faced about that.
Chum, feeling jealous of the collateral damage, promptly punched a hole right next to it. Mr. Bolton closing down the cellar for all those to follow.
Ouch!
And, newsflash!
Newsflash!
Newman has just got a new girlfriend.
Not another one!
She's 5th year, she's 14, and, she's raring to go.
She's 14? Isn't that well old for Newman?
Oh, another newsflash!
Newsflash!
Newman's got a new girlfriend!
Surprise!
And he hasn't done the last one yet.
No.
This one's 20.
Emma, if you're listening, you're dumped. I'm sorry.
Well, let's hope she's not pulling the pies too. I think he might have fallen for this one, and he's just fallen off his chair. Last of all, Newman's wearing, Franklin's wearing short shorts.
Short shorts! Oh yeah!
He craves
those. You know you will love it. Do you love it, Heron? Do you love it?
No.
No, really.
I don't believe it! Oh, guys! Guys!
He likes the constriction.
Oh yeah.
And that was the news, so now we've got a new addition to the show. It's called Newman's Fiction.
Newman!
Where we've got 30 seconds of a story of Newman's choice.
3, 2, 1, go!
Yes, that's me, Mr. Matthew Newman. Oh yes, we have some fiction. Or some truth, for the matter. Mr. Ronnie, yes, it was his girlfriend.
Ronnie didn't like that, fellas. Ronnie did not like that.
Newman just got knocked out by Heron.
Well, it seems that Newman's fiction has been interrupted for this episode. So,
oh, no.
I know it's a tragedy, Frank. So we'll bring you updates on Newman's condition as the show progresses.
Newman.
But now, we have something else for you.
Which happens to be Franklin's Facts. Hello everybody, I know you like your facts. Now, Matthew Newman has been with 21 girls at this school, but I know you like your maths as well, and I added up all their ages together, and those 21 girls only sum to 38 years old. That means that their average age is 1.5. And I think people need to start questioning this boy, you know! Swiftly on to the pedophiles. Yet again, we've found that Newman has a new girlfriend in the
Oh, not again!
In the middle school, when we've left school.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. Middle school? She's in the middle school. And he's dilly-dallying around.
Hmm.
Is she pubic yet?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think...
What? Alright, guys.
Demon?
He's moving on to our consciousness.
He's waking up.
What time is it?
Moving on to our word of the day. It's,
what?
It's Sweezer.
What are you guys talking about?
Sweezer!
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 It means, sweet or cool.
What does it mean? Oh, right, you just said what it meant. What? I'm sorry.
So if you take a sweet drive, it can be Sweezer.
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 And now to, Newman's Gangster Corner.
Yeah, Brett, Kruka, Kritzi, Brow, yeah, Brett, oh my god, do a spin, Kruka,
thank you, Matt Newman.
My testicles hurt.
You see why we haven't included him early.
Now we are here to proudly introduce the people psalm for this week. Franklin. Yeah. Franklin.
Hi, guys. I'm gonna sing. I'm a bit shy. I'm sorry. I'm gonna sing Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. It's a nice track, you know. Don't stop me, cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. I'm a superstar running through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go. There's something in me burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call. Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop. Yes,
I'm having a good time.
Don't wanna stop at all.
Fine, that's enough. That's enough.
Okay, that'll do.
And that brings us on to our insult of the week, which is Winkelstraw.
What does that mean?
Using context, it's used like this. Frank, I think you're a freaking Winkelstraw.
Well, I think that's very unfair, because if there's anyone here that's a Winkelstraw, it's Mellingham.
Well, I think Newman is a Winkelstraw.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mellingham, that's not fair. I'm no Winkelstraw. If there's any Winkelstraw around here, it's Turbo.
I suppose that's fair.
And now it's time for our weather report from Turbo Bobo in the Sky.
You staying in my house got noise?
What, that's... Oh, sorry.
Frank.
I didn't mean... I'm really sorry.
Frank, seriously.
Oh, fuck off.
Explicit content!
Well, I'm up in the sky at the moment in the flying pie.
And flying pie?
That's the flying pie. From what I can see...
I don't believe it!
Well, I do. And, well, from what I can see, it's pretty sunny, and there's not a cloud around me, so, well, it's all good, really.
What's the outlook for tomorrow?
Well, in a word, I would say... Scorchio!
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 You mean Scorchio?
I mean Scorchio.
Oh, right.
Excellent. Thank you, Turbo Bobo.
That's brilliant.
And now for another new section of our show. It's called Newman's Rap.
Oh no.
Let's start the beat.
Spontaneity at its best.
Oh my god, Frank is making a noise. This is such a surprise. Frank is so drunk. My rap is so sunk. Well, what do I do? Oh my god, here is my crew. The P-Pop Posse. Oh! Yeah, here we go. On the down low.
Okay, cut. That's absolute rubbish. What? This is really cool.
Man, that was good.
Let's just listen. Let's do
Frank.
Stop beats.
What?
No,
shush.
Oh, what?
Shush.
I was really enjoying that.
Let's do what we do best, guys. Come on.
What's that?
Sing Wonderwall.
With Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's go.
Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about about you now.
Boom, boom, boom,
ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch.
Cause all the walks, the words on the street, that fire in your heart is out.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch.
And all the roads you have to walk are winding. And all the lights that lead the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Cause maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Today was gonna be the day.
Frank. But guys, seriously.
No, honestly, that's not Frank. It's been a great podcast with your hosts, Ronnie,
Manny,
and Turbo Burble, with our new host, Newman.
Frank!
Yes,
and
Frank.
Mr. Matthew Frank. Newman.
Okay. But now, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, my friends.
It's not the end.
Farewell. See you later.
I might see you later indeed.
I'm sure I will.
We love you very much.
I love you too.
That's a rotty.